The 2002 Service to America Medals will be awarded tonight to 9 people for their extraordinary work in government jobs, sometimes with little fanfare. I spoke with 3 of the winners, chosen by the nonprofit Partnership for Public Service and the Atlantic Media Company. First, the 2 FBI investigators who solved the 1963 bombing at the 16th Street Baptist Church in Birmingham, Alabama, which killed 4 black girls. In 1996, one man came out of retirement and the other delayed his to reopen the case. When their work was done, former Klansman Bobby Frank Cherry was convicted of murdering the 4 girls who were at the church when the bomb exploded.
My name is Bill Fleming. And I'm with the Federal Bureau of Investigation. I've been there for 32 years.
I'm Ben Heron. I'm an intelligence research specialist for the FBI here in Birmingham. Also a retired sergeant detective from Birmingham Police Department.
What expectations did you have that you'd get somewhere, given the fact that the investigation had been closed so long ago?
When we first started the investigation and we'd finished the file review, which took almost 13, 14 months, we're talking about over 10,000 documents. It looked like it was pretty bleak. You know, nothing new came from the file review.
What was the breakthrough?
We first interviewed Mr. Cherry. Within 2 or 3 days after his interview, Mr. Cherry called a press conference to announce to the world that he was now being targeted again and being harassed again by the FBI. And we can say that without fear of contradiction, that each witness that came forward in connection with the Cherry investigation was as a direct result of the media. We didn't know half these people existed. This investigation, as a lot of investigations, are emotional roller coasters. There were, in some cases, a number of months between positive contacts from citizens, again, that we didn't know about, and encouraging a couple of informants to come forward, which courageously they did.
How did the case get new life decades after the event?
We were very, very blessed, I guess you would say, with a very aggressive United States attorney who kept us pretty much pumped up. We kept ourselves pretty much pumped up, but every now and then there are those low periods.
Bill and I both thought it was important to give it one last investigation, give it the best job that we could do on it, to see if we could bring it to some kind of closure.
Are you surprised by this recognition now?
We really didn't do anything heroic. It was the people that came forward. It's a little embarrassing sometimes to be recognized in this manner. It's flattering, of course, but there's other heroes in this case.
But you worked so long and so hard on a case that the government at one time had no prospects of solving. I mean, it's got to feel all right to take a bow.
We appreciate that, and we do know the weekends that were missed and the birthday parties that were missed. Our families really hung in there with us, and yes, we do realize that this was a significant case, and I'm... having worked many, many, many cases in all these years, I'm grateful to have actually had my hands on one that involved history and significant history.
FBI agents Bill Fleming and Ben Heron. Also being honored tonight is Donald Sweeney. The economist for the Army Corps of Engineers saved taxpayers $1.5 billion. Sweeney developed a new system for evaluating the costs of Army Corps projects. He was analyzing a water navigation study along the upper Mississippi River when top commanders asked him to alter the results.
As we conducted the study, it became apparent that the economic analysis would not support the immediate expansion of the locks and dams on this navigation system. When that became known to management, I was removed as technical manager for the study. When I wouldn't alter the analysis to support that conclusion.
Were you ever even remotely tempted to make those adjustments?
No, I can't say that I was. Mm-hmm. It was a very obvious conclusion.
I imagine this made you rather unpopular with some people.
I think that's a safe thing to say.
Friendships broken?
Some. I think I have to say that at the working level of the professional economists in the Corps and other planners, I received very strong support, and people would kid with me and say things like, you know, where's the story here? This goes on every day, that this problem of altering analyses was endemic throughout the Corps of Engineers. One Corps employee even called the whole system corrupt.
Where are you working now?
Now I'm on an intergovernmental assignment with the University of Missouri at St. Louis. I'm still a Corps of Engineer employee.
You're still a Corps employee?
Yes.
I would, isn't that awkward?
It's one of the reasons why I'm here at the University of Missouri at St. Louis.
Public servants don't normally get much of a thank you, do they?
Sometimes they do. Sometimes the rewards are internal. You can take great satisfaction by doing a good job for the people.
Service to America Medal winner Donald Sweeney of the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. Other federal workers being honored tonight include Kenneth Concepcion of the U.S. Coast Guard, who helped evacuate 70,000 people from Lower Manhattan on September 11, 2001. Pentagon Foreign Policy Specialist Rachel Billingsley, who managed U.S. policy with India. Customs Investigator Robert Rutherford, who helped reduce drug trafficking in South Florida. And Census Bureau Division Chief Daniel Weinberg, who developed a way to measure poverty that more accurately reflects the needs of the poor. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.